Okay, this is very, very exciting because it is now time for our weekly visit with Boston journalistic icon, Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan. The Bob Ryan Report's brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank, an experience you can bank on. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Bob Ryan.
Hey!
Good morning, Mr. Everything.
Oh, good morning. Yes, it is.
Okay, so Bob, here we are sitting around complaining about the conflicts between the baseball game and the football games and everything, because we have an abundance, almost an overabundance of riches here.
What a great problem to have, right?
I know, it's a great problem to have.
It is. It wouldn't matter if the Patriots were 1-4 and they were some lousy team, or that if the Chiefs were themselves not doing what they're doing, but it's going to pain me. I'm going to Fenway. I mean, I'll be at Fenway, but if there's one game on this calendar this year that I would want to be at, see with the Patriots, and for sure it's this game Sunday night, but that's just the way life is. We're up. I love the Gronk, by the way. The Gronk was really very sweet in describing how he knows that good fans are going to have two TVs going and so on and so forth. He was great. But, yeah, this is a bountiful, our riches, our cup runneth over, put it that way.
Don't you think, Bob, that Bill Belichick kind of likes being in this spot, going up against an undefeated team, and I think this... Is this where we're going to see the best Patriots?
I think he feels good about where he is now. If he's lucky, this game wasn't on the schedule 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
you know. But now you got Edelman back. You got some more weapons back. You got people starting to round into form. And I think they're ready. I think they're fairly ready. I think he feels a state of readiness to play this team. And let me say, you cannot exaggerate. I've watched Kansas City this year twice, and because this kid Mahomes is the real deal.
Yeah.
You can, all the comparisons. To me, he's a younger version of Aaron Rodgers. With the everything. He's got the complete package, starting with the brain power, the arm, and the mobility.
He's a gunslinger, Bob.
He's fantastic.
Wow.
He's really good. And the thing about it, don't ever judge this kid by statistics or however many completions and however many yards. He can make a play. He can make chicken salad out of chicken excrement, if you know what I mean.
I understand. He's not afraid, man. He goes for it.
Yeah, he does. He's got an athletic genetic background. His father pitched in the big leagues for 11 years, and he was a very good baseball player and a very good basketball player. He chose football, and I think football fans are very lucky to have him.
Okay, so this is going to be a good. Well, just off the top of your head, final score. What do you think is going to happen?
I'm going to go parochial. I'm going to say they're going to find a way to do it. You're going to need at least 30. So how about 35-31 in a real barn?
Okay, that sounds like an exciting game. Okay,
I expect that. Yes.
Okay. Now, speaking of excitement, the Red Sox they got a problem. Although that they say now they're going to start David Price in game two. What are you going to do with David Price?
Well, the thing is, he's past the Yankees. You're going to hope that maybe there's a little Yankee thing in his head, and you know he pitched reasonably well against the Astros this year twice. And the Yankees are in the rearview mirror. That alone may be enough to get him his mind clear and get him to pitch the way he can pitch. Just remember, at his best this year, second half of the year, he was among the top three or four pitchers in the whole league. He was terrific. But then now that the Yankees seem to be an issue for him, but forget it. We don't have to worry about that.
But, Bob, he's got 10 playoff starts. He's 0-9 with a 6.03 ERA. Forget the Yankees. He's terrible.
Buried in there.
Everybody.
Buried in there are some actually good starts. And so the ERA is the reflection of some truly horrible ones that bumped up the ERA. There actually were two or three good starts where he deserved a better fate. It isn't uniformly horrible. He hasn't been terrible all the time. He's been terrible some of the time. And he's actually had something, unlucky streak. So.
Really sounds like you're reaching, Bob.
I'm telling you the truth. You examine it. But you know what Bill Parcells always said? Your record is what you said. You are what your record says you are. And in his case, I think that pretty much reflects it.
Okay. What do you think? How good is Houston?
They are the best team. They are the team to beat. They should be the favorites. I'm sure in Vegas they are the favorites. They're the defending champion. They have every base cover. They have good starting pitching. They had an issue in the bullpen, but they picked up a closer, Rafael Osuna. Very controversial. This guy was suspended due to domestic violence. There was a lot of controversy about them taking him on. They have him. You have to live with it. And they now have their lineup is terrific. They got the great Altuve, Bregman at third, George Springer, pride of UConn at center, Correa at short. They they are loaded. And how interesting for Cora, this is going up against a team where he was the bench coach last year.
Yeah.
This is going to be a wonderful series.
Does that give him any advantage, you think?
I don't think. If it were football or basketball or hockey, maybe. I mean, but baseball, I don't know. Look, if the pitcher goes out and pitches, you know, well, you know, it's out of everybody's control beyond that. I don't think so. I just think it's just an interesting little subplot in the story.
How relieved were you to see Chris Sale go in and pitch 16 great pitches?
Oh, absolutely. That was very good, very encouraging, and very, you know, I was a little skeptical about doing it.
No.
But I'm still shaking from the ninth inning.
Bob, okay. I have a really important question for you. Did you see A Star Is Born, and what did you think?
I saw it yesterday. I think that Lady Gaga is phenomenal.
Right?
She doesn't get a nomination. All I can think of is Judy Garland getting robbed in 1955 when Country Girl Grace Kelly beat her out for the deserved Oscar. She has to get nominated. And I don't know if she's going to win, but she has to get nominated. She is phenomenal. People, you must go see this movie just for her. I think it's
amazing.
Overall, it could be a little better. I give it B plus A minus. But you know, I'll stop short of giving it 4 or 5 stars. But it has to be seen, if only because of her.
Yeah. Okay, agreed.
There you go.
All
right.
You're so smart, Bob.
Okay. Okay, Bob.
Good.
Well, that's why we call him Mr. Everything.
Know.
Okay. Bob Ryan Reports brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank, an experience you can bank on. Okay, do you have any shameless plugs?
Tune in tomorrow, the Sports Reporters podcast with Mike Lupica and Mitch Albom will be on every Monday and Friday mornings. So that's it.
Gotcha.
Next week I'll be on Around the Horn at a day to be announced.
Okay, hey, we'll know a lot by this time next week, man.
What a weekend. And one more prop for the Bruins for moving the start time on Saturday.
Yeah, props to the Bruins.
To accommodate the baseball fans.
You're absolutely right.
And big game tonight for the Bruins, Connor McDavid, you know, so we even got this to look forward to tonight.
Okay, Bobby.
What a time for us.
Thanks, John.
Awesome.
Talk to you next week. Have a really, really good one. In the meantime.
Bye.